So when I was a boy growing up with my dad, we made a habit of traveling during summer vacation. And one year in particular, we made a trip from New York to Tijuana, Mexico, and everywhere in between, across a transcontinental trip that took us several weeks. Along the way, we stopped in a number of national parks, and at a couple of those national parks, we had the opportunity to go on a trail ride to be able to see the park in a different way. So we went to where the stables were, each one of us got on a horse with some assistance, and we headed off on our trail ride. Now, if we had just hopped on those horses by ourselves and headed off, we probably would have gotten lost quite soon, would never have been able to find our way back. But of course, along with the horse also comes the trail guide, the experienced rider who knows the route, the one who is responsible for guiding us on the right path, making sure we stay on the path, making sure we stay in line with each other and that nobody gets lost or wanders off on the way. So today when Jesus gives to us the promise of the Spirit of Truth who will come, he says he will guide you into all the truth. And the word that Jesus uses there, that in English is translated guide, literally means a trail guide. Someone who is with you to guide you safely along a trail, a path, or a road. Think about it for a minute. Jesus was with his disciples probably for about 3 years. He knew that there was only so much he could do as their guide and their teacher during those 3 years. There was a whole lot more that his disciples were going to need to know and to learn and to understand long after he was gone. So 3 years Jesus was with us on earth. It has now been almost 2,000 years since his resurrection. You can imagine how different the world is now than it was then, how different our lives are now than the lives of the first disciples were then, how different the challenges that we face today. So how can we, simply by reading a book that was written 2,000 years ago, try to figure out our way to face the challenges that we face today, including the challenges that we're facing as a congregation that we will be talking about after the conclusion of our service? Well, Jesus knew about that, and so he took care of it. Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit sent from the Father to continue that work of guiding, to be our trail guide today and on into the future until the day Jesus comes again. And so we know that we can move forward into the future with confidence, knowing that the Holy Spirit will continue to be our guide. And Jesus also says a couple of other things about the Holy Spirit in these verses that we heard this morning. He assures us that the Holy Spirit as our trail guide is not going to be improvising and deciding to take us off on some different path. He said the Holy Spirit is going to guide you along exactly the same path that I led you on as disciples. Jesus says the Holy Spirit will not speak on his own. He's not going to make stuff up, but he's going to continue moving along the same path that Jesus himself has laid down for us. He says he will take what is mine and will declare it to you. And then Jesus goes on to say that everything that Jesus has taught his disciples has not come from him, Jesus says, but from the Father who sent me. So the path that we are moving on in this life, guided and directed by the Holy Spirit, is exactly the same path that Jesus walked in his life, that his Heavenly Father had laid down for him. So the Holy Spirit continues to be our guide in life. And as I mentioned to our children, I believe one of the ways in which we receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our lives is through our earthly fathers. And even after our fathers are long gone, we still have that guidance and direction that they gave to us. And to know that as long as we continue to listen to the Holy Spirit, echoing perhaps those words that we heard from our earthly fathers, that we will be able to continue to do the will of our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen.